This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final short segment with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Brilliant geoengineering and the plan to kill the planet. Bill Gates is running the plan to block out the sun. The giant multi-billion dollar carbon dioxide scrubbers are setting up. This is reverse terraforming. Mike Adams coming up in T-minus 6 minutes. Dr. Judy Mikovits, author of Plague of Corruption, is our guest. Elaborating, this is big news-making information. You're exposing Fauci, his program, it's all come out, running gain of function, and you're saying they just moved everything to a warehouse to make that a distraction, to then blame it on the Chinese. Elaborate on that. Let's turn her up.
Who came after me?
Start over. Go ahead.
Who came after me? The FBI and DOJ. Tony Fauci doesn't do anything. He just sends out his minions. He paid off the owners of the Institute who had committed, little tax fraud, some Medicare fraud where they sold an unvalidated PCR test. You know who owns the patent test, the patent for the variants on all of COVID? Me, Frank Rossetti, the National Cancer Institute, not the NIAID. You know, the game, what is the game? The game's been all about patents, as we said in the beginning. You can't patent nature. HIV never was LAV. How many, other than the 40, the hundreds, the thousands of viruses that are in all these dirty cell lines? We need to clean up all of these, and our government is selling them, and they're having debates. Who owns? Whose intellectual property is it? Whose intellectual property are cell lines where the tumor was transformed by the chimeric virus? Is it the maker of the chimeric virus? Well, that's what we're all talking about. Who owns me now if I got injected by that stuff? You know, who owns? Whose property are you? And that's what we're talking about. People must wake up. Do not allow anybody near you with a
And that's like Henrietta Lacks, who they use her immortal cell line. They say they own her.
Well, we're all right. And they concluded all of this. So what did we do? I developed these cell lines. Who owns them? Who owns them? I work for the federal government. You do. And you own the cures, too, because I developed the cures. I didn't develop the cause. The bioweapons were made by DARPA and BARDA under the capture manager of Robert Malone.
RFK Jr. just pointed out. Fauci runs the whole covert bioweapon program.
Correct. That's what SARS-CoV-2 means. It's a monkey virus, a kidney coming from the, you know, it's call it the 41st or the 42nd or the 4,000th. There are zillions of them in there. Don't inject them. Our God gave us the immune system we need. And all of those products you just showed. And
Doc, let me back you up. Here's a short clip of Rand Paul a few days ago bringing up to Fauci. And Fauci said, I don't have to tell you. I want to ask you how much money you think he's actually been paid. Here's a clip.
Here's what I want to know. It's not just about you. Everybody on the vaccine committee, have any of them ever received money from the people who make vaccines? Can you tell me that? Can you tell me if anybody on the vaccine approval committees ever received any money from people who make the vaccines?
Soundbite number one, are you going to let me answer a question? Okay, so let me give you some information. First of all, according to the regulations, people who receive royalties are not required to divulge them, even on their financial statement, according to the Bayh-Dole Act.
Yeah, regulations he wrote. Closing comment on that, Dr. Judy Mikovits.
What was the first thing I said in Plandemic from May 4, 2020? Get rid of the Bayh-Dole Act. The taxpayers paid for my information, my intellectual property, my brain since I walked into the University of Virginia September of 1976. You own the tax data. You own the data. Who owns the data wins. You own the data, taxpayers. End this medical industrial medical industrial complex. Now.
Well, Dr. Judy Mikovits, join us again soon. Dr. Judy Mikovits on Twitter, therealdrjudy.com. Incredible. We salute you. Everybody should share this. feed once we post the archive of it to Band.Video. It's in the hands of the people now to save themselves and save the lives and save our civilization. We salute you, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Mike Adams. Stay with us. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truths you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Mike Adams is in Central Texas in his studio. He's having an audio issue. As soon as he's ready, we will go to the great Mike Adams with massively important information about the mad scientists, terraforming and geoengineering our atmosphere and our world. You just saw in the last hour, if you just tuned in, you missed it, an hour with Dr. Judy Mikovits, incredible, all-on-record, trailblazer, whistleblower, top scientist, life-saving information. When it's posted to Band.Video, share it like your life depends on it, because it does. I mean, the UN, the globalists admit they're losing. They're coming in with a UN compact to censor everything, block all other alternative websites. We have to act now. Congress has got to move against them. Do whatever you can to tell everybody you know and people you don't know to go to InfoWars.com/show. They ran a giant campaign against us because we were reaching 30 million people a day. We were beating them. We're still beating them. But you can overpower the AI. You can share the links to InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. You can take the clips. You can magnify them. And you're doing it, and I salute you. But just as important in that fight, just like President Trump's average donation is $45, we're not funded by the big corporations, the globalists. If I wanted to join them, I could have. I need funds to battle these people. And this is your own life, your own preservation, your own future we're dealing with here. I'm willing to die. I'm willing to go to prison. I'm willing to do whatever. I can't back down. I won't back down. But a race car with a big engine doesn't want to give up. But if it doesn't have fuel, it turns off. I will not give up. I will not sell out. I will not back down. But I could give out. I need you to make the decision to share the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, and to get things that Judy Mikovits, without me asking you, told you is an incredible product, Nitric Boost, to flush out your blood, clean out your heart, and, you know, attack all those spike proteins, the rest of it. You need those natural compounds that are in Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody does. You need our 3,000 milligram CBD oil made right here in Texas, the strongest, highest quality, 33% off of anybody sells it for, even discounted, at InfoWarsStore for internal use. And there is the cream salve for your joints and bones and more. It is amazing. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Books, films, T-shirts, they're all there. We can't operate without you. We're barely in the black, quite frankly. I want to expand and hire reporters and hire back reporters and just do so much and just go to the next level, but I can't do it without you. Please release me. Please take me off the chain. Please empower us while empowering yourself, a symbiotic relationship, a 360 win, the turn of my coin. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I haven't launched it yet. It's been in for a week. But we have an exciting new announcement that's going to be coming tomorrow. You know, we had really good coffee from southern Mexico on the border with Guatemala that I've sold for 10 years. And then because the breakdowns in the supply chain, the price just went up too high. It's my favorite coffee. There is a Patriot coffee supplier that is setting up shops at military bases everywhere. They're doing a great job. We'll tell you about it tomorrow. But they have given us their three best coffees that we private labeled. They're now live in the store. Be sure and check that out. We're very excited about introducing three new coffee roasts exclusively at InfoWars Store. I'll be telling you all about that tomorrow, but it's just getting high-quality, healthy things that empower you in your life and keeping us on air at the same time. We have Wake Up America, Escape the Prison Planet, and Tip of the Spear Coffees. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. Now, we got Mike's audio fixed yet? Or is it that bad? I can host the hour, I guess. Mike is ready. Because I've been asking to get Mike on. He's been busy. I've been begging to get him on. We'll skip this network break so he has more time. We'll skip both the breaks. Both this one and the one at 45 after, 50 after. Because I want Mike Adams to get into the geoengineering, the murdering of the planet, the outlawing of carbon that we're all based on, and just how big this is, so it's all there. But please don't forget, I'm going to tape tomorrow with Mickey Willis and others a deep dive on Bill Gates that will air on Friday, the first show, at JonesCrowder.com. It's Stephen Crowder's website, LateralWithCrowder.com/mugclub. Get a free month by doing that. You want us to expand. You want us to fight. You want to donate to the show. Get a membership. Get Crowder's Behind the Paywall show. All the other shows he's got. One place at JonesCrowder.com. Please take action now. However you choose to support us, though, whatever you do, take action in some way. All right. Mike Adams takes over right now.
All right. Hello, Alex. Thank you for having me on. I apologize for the delay, technical issues, but it's part of what's happening in our world right now. I've been doing a deep dive for the last several months into a lot of the science behind the climate change fraud, which I now am characterizing as a terraforming operation. This is part of the evolution of genocide against humanity, where governments have evolved more and more deadly weapons against the human race over the decades. They started out with weapons of kinetic death, such as the Holocaust, rounding people up, gassing them to death with Zyklon B. They then migrated to food, engineered famine death, mass starvation, the Holodomor, for example, that killed millions of Ukrainians and was a weapon system. Then they've advanced now into geoengineering and weather control systems that cause droughts and floods and crop failures, leading to famine. And then now we have the most advanced weapon of genocide, or democide, of all. And that weapon is terraforming. And the terraforming operation is sucking CO2 out of the atmosphere in order to shut down photosynthesis that drives the entire global crop yield operation. Without photosynthesis, of course, you don't have rainforests, you don't have grasslands, you don't have aquatic ecosystems, ocean life plunges towards zero, and you also don't have animals and insects and humans, and then you don't have oxygen in the atmosphere because oxygen is created as a byproduct of photosynthesis. So what we're really looking at right now, Alex, is a terraforming operation now with a new announcement by Joe Biden that $1.2 billion will be funding a new pilot project in Texas and Louisiana in order to, again, to pull CO2 out of the atmosphere, to sequester it, and deprive the plants of planet Earth access to the CO2 that they need in order to function physiologically and to produce oxygen and food for the human race. So this is the dark genesis of genocide against humanity, is being able to pull CO2 out of the atmosphere in one place, but to affect the entire atmospheric chemistry of the planet. This way, the globalists who are in, let's say, the United States or Europe, they can mass murder people in India or China or Nigeria or Syria, anywhere on the planet. They will all be impacted by this. And the pilot program right now that's just been announced by Biden is designed to be scaled up to a mega operation, multiple machines, large scalability, hundreds of billions of dollars behind this in order to drive Earth's atmosphere into a state that will produce a cold, dead, lifeless planet, a post-human future for planet Earth. That is what is being planned and deployed right now. This is no longer a theory, and it's certainly not a conspiracy theory. It's a White House announcement. It's a press release from the White House. They are 100% behind this, and unlike in other examples of democide or genocide against humanity, where the people fought back, you know, some people resisted the Holocaust. Some people fought back. Jews with firearms, for example, fought back. And some people fought back against the starvation and tried to grow their own food. This genocide that's being carried out on a global scale has recruited the people who have been brainwashed into believing in the climate change agenda. These people have been brainwashed to go along with the death cult. And so they demand their own deaths as part of this operation to, quote, save the planet. It's all disguised as a planet-saving operation when it is, in fact, a planet-killing operation and a human.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All they need is a few sparks. They can set fire in almost any location they want. And then because they've created those conditions, those fires can burn. They can call off the fire department and get the cooperation of local law enforcement and local government to back down and back off and block the roads. Did you know they blocked the roads so that people could not evacuate Lahaina? You know, people burned alive because the roads were blocked? And children burned alive because they were sent home from school to be alone. So this is an engineered operation as a demonstration, and also I think a warning against any indigenous populations in Hawaii who might be thinking about, you know, perhaps reclaiming their nation or seceding from the United States occupying force, because Hawaii is an occupied nation, occupied by the U.S. Empire and its military bases and its military presence and its fraudulent senators who claim to represent Hawaii but only represent death and destruction, as we are now seeing. So this tragedy, as horrible as it is also waking a lot of people up to the reality of what's happening. A lot of Native Hawaiians are waking up right now like never before. And some of those people probably voted for Biden and are now realizing what a horrible mistake that is, because, you know, Hawaii tends to vote Democrat. But if you vote for Democrats, sadly, in a horrifying way, you often get the tyranny that you voted for. And that's exactly what they're experiencing right now. And I think many of them are realizing they have to put a stop to this. They cannot tolerate this. They cannot tolerate the destruction of their land, their family, their towns, their communities, their cultures by this occupying force, which has now engaged in war against we the people. And as a backdrop to all of this, of course, you have elements of the Biden regime now filing additional criminal charges against Trump. And, you know, many other people, Sidney Powell and others, Rudy Giuliani, completely falsified charges, the most ridiculous charges, claiming it's a felony to tell people to tune into TV or that it's a felony to schedule a meeting room. If they can level these felony charges against Trump and his team, what can they do to you? If they can burn the children alive in Lahaina, what can they do to your town, to your state, to your country? At the same time all of this is going on, the Biden regime is asking for, I believe it's $40 billion to build cities in America in order to house illegal immigrants. Building them cities while the American people go homeless, while the American people face food scarcity, while the American people are taxed to death and their dollars losing value every single day because of the Federal Reserve money printing that has no end, no end in sight. They have to print more money to send more weapons to Ukraine and more kickbacks to the weapons manufacturers. While they build cities for the invading illegal force that is occupying this country, there's no money to protect the border. Seemingly, there's almost no money for the victims of the fires in Lahaina. There's no money for veterans and VA hospitals. There's no money for housing of the American people who have lost their homes because of the shenanigans of the central banks playing havoc with interest rates. But there's money to build cities for illegal invaders. I recently interviewed Michael Yon. I know he's been on with InfoWars here. I'll be interviewing him, I think, on Friday as well. And he has witnessed and photographed a city north of Houston, Texas, that is being constructed on private land to house tens of thousands of illegals once it is completed. This is a private ghost city of sorts where Texans are not welcome. Americans are not welcome. Only illegal aliens will be housed there. And it will only be a staging area, an FOB, for those of you in the military, forward operating base. This is the beachhead for the invasion of the United States in Texas. And at the same time, New York City Mayor Eric Adams is taking over children's soccer fields in order to build migrant camps in New York City. And there's a petition among parents there who are complaining about that, saying, oh my gosh, how could this mayor take away our children's soccer recreational activity to build migrant camps? You want to know the honest answer? Because you voted for Democrats. That's why. Because you voted for a Democrat mayor. Because you voted for Democrat legislature to run the state. And you, the American people, the New Yorkers, the local, real New Yorkers, third, fourth generation New Yorkers, you are considered expendable by Mayor Eric Adams and, you know, Kathy Hochul and others, right? The governor, the mayor, the legislators, they consider you to be expendable. You're being replaced. They're building cities and camps for the illegals while you can't afford to pay rent. Why? Because, again, they're printing the money to build the camps, and that causes a theft of the purchasing power of your dollars. So you will go broke. The migrants will get free housing and free health care and free education and free everything. You see what's happening? This is no longer a theory. Alex was warning about this more than a decade ago, repeatedly, and was called a conspiracy theorist. Oh, there's no plan to replace the American people. They said, oh, there's no plan for an invasion. Oh, that would be crazy. Nothing like that is ever going to happen. They're not going to build cities for illegals. No, the American people are just fine. You know, sit down, shut up, be quiet, and, you know, keep taking your vaccines and keep taking your psychiatric medications, and you'll be fine. And for far too long, the American people slept, or they were sleepwalking through life. And they believed that, oh, yeah, it must be all a conspiracy theory. None of this could possibly be true. No one would be that evil. No one would want to get rid of Americans. No one would allow the border to be invaded. No one would actually use the powers of government to build weapons of mass destruction to carry out genocide against our own children and burn them alive. And it turns out that Alex was right. It turns out that your government is a terrorist organization, that your government wants you dead. Now, I'm not calling for any violence or any uprising or anything of that kind. I'm calling for an end of violence, an end of government violence against the people. And if there is a way to vote our way out of this, that should be option number one. And we do have a vote coming up if we can make it that far, if we can get there. And even if Donald J. Trump is in prison because that's where they want to put him, I think as of what just happened over the last 24 hours, I think we, the American people, we need to come out in droves and we need to vote for Donald J. Trump simply as a way to push back against the lawlessness and the evil and the Satanism that has infiltrated and taken over the government of this country, which has been weaponized as a terror weapon against the American people. Donald J. Trump, after being thrown in prison, might have the presence of mind, I think he will, to be able to take office and do what finally needs to be done, what many of us hoped he had done in his first term. And that is to use the executive power of the office of the presidency to gut the corruption, the filth, the Satanism, the evil that has taken over the bureaucracy of the United States federal government. This may be our absolute last chance. And Trump can win the election even if he is behind bars, by the way. And we have a duty to help him do that, because that may be the last remaining option to turn this around before it goes into the final totalitarian kill phase. The kill phase has begun. We have to stop it before it claims even more lives. I'll be back here on InfoWars.com after this short break. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mike Adams. Be right back.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams stepping in here. It's been a while since I've been on the show, and I'm happy to be back. I've been doing a deep dive into many areas, and one of which I want to share with you. In my food science lab, we have acquired now dioxin testing equipment, which is another mass spec instrument with a dioxin testing interface, which is really a gas chromatography or GC interface. And that's it took a lot longer than we thought. But after the so-called accident in East Palestine, where they released dioxins onto the farmlands of Ohio and Pennsylvania and also the Amish farmlands there, we decided to go ahead and invest in that, and we will be up and running in a couple of months to be able to conduct those tests. We've got some people, including the resistance chicks who live in Ohio, have provided us with some soil samples. And we have connections with some of the farmers in that area. And we're going to be conducting free testing for those farmers of their food in order to help those farmers, if their food is clean, so that they can certify that their food is clean and they can still sell, you know, their meat and their cheese and their milk or whatever they're selling from, you know, from their animal farms there. And then for those who have a contamination issue, we'll be able to help them pinpoint that so they can, you know, deal with it and resolve it. And I want to mention that in the last segment, you know, I talked about the government running terrorism operations against we, the people of the United States. And I believe that that train so-called accident in East Palestine was no accident as well. You look at the pattern of the sabotage of the food facilities. Look at the pattern of the fires and explosions affecting refineries and natural gas export hubs. You look at the pattern of what just happened in Lahaina. You look at even this so-called train derailment releasing dioxins, which are extremely toxic at very, very low concentrations. I mean, femtograms, which is extremely tiny unit of mass, by the way, femtograms. Now, that was designed to destroy more farming operations in the United States and to make the food supply even more scarce. So we are fighting back against that with this lab testing. Again, we're going to be donating the lab test to the farmers there so that they can still sell their food without people questioning whether it's contaminated, because a lot of farms, even though they may be in close proximity to that so-called accident, they were not downwind from it. So we'll be able to help them, you know, certify their foods as being dioxin-free. At the same time, we're also going to be able to spot dioxins that are in the food supply in grocery stores, which I'm told it's going to be present at some level in many, many animal-derived products. So we're going to start to create a baseline. Notice that the FDA did not conduct this testing, nor did the EPA. The government agencies care nothing about your safety or your health. Literally, they are trying to kill you. That's what their goal is now. They're trying to kill you. And it's up to us, we the people, with our own media operations, like this one, InfoWars, or with our own labs, like my lab. We're going to be doing the job the FDA should be doing. And we're doing it, you know, at no charge to the farmers. We're going to be telling the truth in a way that the government would never state, because they have to cover up and lie about all of this. Now, there's something else I want to share with you that also explains a little bit of my absence from this show. And I did share this with my audience, but I'm going to go ahead and share it with you now. Almost 3 months ago, I nearly severed my finger. I nearly lost my index finger. This finger right here, I hope it's in focus. And you wouldn't be able to believe that by looking at it now. But I showed the photos of it almost being cut off. I severed ligaments. I severed blood vessels and nerves. Temporarily lost nerve feeling in the fingertip. Of course, it was bleeding all over. It was a horrible branch accident. Okay? And I did not sever the main ligament underneath here, but I severed all the lateral ligaments, and it was a mess. And I was told by some people, you know, you're lucky you have your finger, number one. And by the way, this will matter to you. Just stay tuned in. I'm going to tell you something really powerful here. But a lot of people said there's no way, you know, like you're not going to get your feeling back. You're not going to get the use of your finger back. And they said, oh, you're never going to be able to, you know, fire a gun again. I'm like, no way, that I can't deal with that. I'm definitely going to be able to fire firearms. Whatever it takes, I'm going to retrain this finger. I'm going to regrow the nerves. I'm going to do whatever it takes, okay? And I'm happy to say that as of right now, over the weekend, I think I did like 300 rounds through a Glock 19, and it's all working just fine. But how did I do that? I want to share that with you. One of the secrets that's been kept from us is that we can regenerate nerve tissue and we can regrow blood vessels and we can rebuild our bodies using natural medicine and molecules in nature. That information has been kept from us in exactly the same way that the truth about ivermectin was kept from us. The establishment wants you to die from a lack of ivermectin, and so the FDA attacked it. Doctors refused to prescribe it. And there are many other substances like that that can be life-saving. And what I found after I nearly cut off this finger, I found that, and this is not something that I'm selling here, and I'm not plugging a particular brand or anything. I don't think InfoWars carries this, and I don't either. But I found there's a medicinal mushroom that you can grow yourself called lion's mane. Lion's mane mushroom. And lion's mane rebuilds nerve tissue. And with other nutraceuticals and good nutrition and vitamin C rebuilds tendons, by the way. Did you know that? And with zinc, which helps rebuild skin injuries, you know, skin tissue. And with many other natural substances, some of which boost immune function and so on, in a little over 8 weeks, I was able to rebuild the nerve tissue to where I not only got back normal sensitivity of my fingertip, I got back 150% to 200% sensitivity. I now have, I mean, this is going to sound strange. I have a fingertip now that is like double sensitive. Like I feel like I could read Braille at this point because it actually had to regrow the nerves that carry those sensations. And those nerves are now brand new. And doctors say that you can't do that. You can't rebuild your nerves. You can't regrow the ligaments. You can't regain that kind of function. Well, folks, I did it, and I'm a speed cuber now, and I'm doing Rubik's Cube all day, and I'm doing, you know, cube solves and all of this, and I'm shooting Glocks and rifles and everything. So I came back from the near loss of my finger, and folks, I never once went to a doctor. At least not at first. I went later to check, like 5 weeks in, I went to check, is everything looking good? And that doctor was amazed. But I didn't go to an emergency room. I didn't get any stitches. Okay? And now I can't say that that's right for you. You got to make your own decision, and I'm not your doctor. But I decided to have no stitches, no x-rays, no emergency room, nothing. I turned to natural medicine. I was able to stop the bleeding because I know how to stop bleeding. That's not that difficult. You know, apply pressure and put on blood stop. And you can stop the bleeding. But I decided I did not want to go get stitches. I do not trust the doctors. I don't want to go catch some horrible super bug at the emergency room. That was my decision. Again, I can't say that's the right decision for you. You probably should go to the emergency room. But I decided not to. I decided to heal it with nutrition and medicinal herbs and mushrooms. And as a result, here now, almost 12 weeks later, I almost have 100% recovery, which mainstream doctors would say is impossible. Not impossible. And this is the kind of stuff that I drink every day. Avocados and turmeric, you know, and flax seeds and superfoods and anthocyanins, all kinds of stuff in here. This is what works, folks. So, you know, I didn't say this to plug InfoWars store. And I'm not trying to plug any particular product, but I'm just saying as a general principle, I want you to know something. Nutrition absolutely works.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Of the masses who have been propagandized. Now, this gets right into transgenderism, because transgenderism is also a delusion. There's no such thing as transgenderism. A man can't become a woman, you know, despite what Neil deGrasse Tyson believes now as a, quote, scientist. That's, oh my gosh, how hilarious is that? A man can't become a woman. But if children think it's possible, then I suppose the state has to be compelled to somehow go along with the delusion. That's where we are in this nation. It's a very dangerous place to be because children are often, of course, irrational. They're not well informed at 9 years old, nor 15, nor even, you know, 20 in most cases. There are a few exceptions, but most young people are not that well informed. And so they're easily subjected to propaganda to be brainwashed and swept into these movements, these delusions, these cult-like, bandwagon operations, which is what climate change is. It's a complete hoax. There's not a shred of scientific truth to it. But this kind of lawsuit is going to be filed now in more states across the country and at the federal level as well, compelling the EPA to protect children from their delusional fears, which means that the national policies of the United States of America will now have to adhere to the delusions of teenage girls. I mean, think about that for a moment. If you've ever raised teenage girls, or if you've ever known teenage girls, or perhaps dated one in high school or whatever, or maybe some of you listening, maybe you are a teenage girl or a boy. It's not just about girls. But Can you imagine national policy being set by the whims of teenagers? Because that's where we are. Now, there was a story in the Epoch Times. This has also been covered by David Icke here. Two Princeton and MIT scientists say the EPA climate regulations are based on a hoax. And here it is from David Icke's website. And it talks about these prominent climate scientists that are saying that the EPA's new rules, quote, will be disastrous for the country for no scientifically justifiable reason. And they go on and say that the models are wildly exaggerated and that in truth, there is no risk that fossil fuels and carbon dioxide will cause catastrophic warming and extreme weather. You see, that's the truth. And that's what I've been saying as well. And in fact, if you continue to read the story at the Epoch Times, it goes on where the scientists are saying that the rise in carbon dioxide from 280 parts per million to about 420 ppm, which is the current level, has resulted in a 20% increase in crop production globally. Increase, not a decrease. And that rise in carbon dioxide has resulted in the greening of the planet, which is something that NASA satellite photos have also proven to be true. As carbon dioxide has risen, and it's still very low historically compared to the history of the planet, by the way, it was many times higher in the past. I mean, 100 times higher. It's still very, very low. But as it rose from 280 to 420 ppm, which, again, is very minuscule, crop yields increased by 20% and the planet became more green. We also know from published scientific studies that rainforests have more flowers. More flowers means more pollinators. We also know that higher levels of CO2 can convert arid regions into farmable lands, where you can plant more crops and you can have more food production for the planet. And that many marginalized developing nations that are just barely getting by on the verge of mass starvation at any given moment, with higher levels of CO2 in the atmosphere, they could feed their populations. They could do well. They would not have to starve and suffer and die. So the truth is that higher levels of CO2 help set humanity free. Higher levels of CO2 create abundance for humanity, and they end human suffering. Higher levels of CO2 make populations more sustainable. And that is exactly why the Biden regime is at war with higher levels of CO2. They want to reduce CO2 down to almost nothing, because that would be disastrous for the planet, disastrous for humanity, disastrous for food production. You see what this is? So, if we want to have a future, then we have to actually increase CO2 levels in the atmosphere rather than decreasing them. And the way to increase CO2 levels in the atmosphere is to drive a combustion engine vehicle, not an electric vehicle. Electric vehicles actually deprive the planet of the release of CO2 that would make it available to the plants that produce food and that produce flowers for pollinators. You understand? Driving a combustion engine vehicle, as you need transportation anyway, actually makes essentially fertilizer available for food crops all over the world and helps developing nations not starve to death. No one in the media will ever tell you that. They will say that driving a car, or especially an SUV, oh, it's a horrible thing, horrible for the planet. Oh, you're using fossil fuels. Yeah, we're releasing carbon to make it available to the food crops that feed marginalized populations in Africa and all over the world. By driving a combustion engine vehicle, you are actually helping to feed starving children. It's a scientific fact. It's absolutely true. Once you understand carbon dioxide and photosynthesis. Of course, the Biden regime wants to block the sun as well, which is one of the three inputs required for photosynthesis. The three inputs are, of course, carbon dioxide, sunlight, and water. So carbon dioxide is being pulled out of the atmosphere. Sunlight is being blocked with the stratospheric aerosol injection and also basically polluting the skies, which is something that the White House is openly talking about now. It's a special kind of geoengineering operation to darken the sun, block sunlight from reaching the surface of the earth, which is where a photosynthesis takes place because plants are on the surface of the earth and not floating in the skies, by the way. Hopefully that should be obvious, but I'm explaining that for the mainstream media journalists who are scientifically illiterate. So they don't even know how photosynthesis works. I mean, I learned that, I think, in the ninth grade in high school, photosynthesis. But today's, you know, New York Times science writers have no idea how photosynthesis works. But then again, they don't understand what money is either. They think dollars are money instead of fake fiat counterfeit currency. But there you go. We have really no education among the journalist class in America today. But if you block two out of the three of the inputs of photosynthesis, you're not going to get plants. You're not going to get food crops, folks. You're going to get mass global starvation. And all by design. All by design. Now, at the same time all of this is happening, you saw the story recently about China developing a new laser technology. And I've got a headline here for you from, I think this is a South China Morning Post. Chinese military scientists claim to have achieved a huge breakthrough in laser weapon technology. Now, this relates to everything we're talking about. The difficulty with laser weapons is that they produce a tremendous amount of heat, so they have to be cycled on and off in order to be used in battle. The advantage of lasers is that, of course, they fire mostly in a straight line, because although light is affected by gravity, it's not noticeable at battlefield ranges. And so you don't have to account for, you know, ballistic curves like you do with artillery and bullets and things like that. You basically just point at the target and you fire. Lasers require an enormous amount of energy in order to penetrate things like steel armor, for example, and thus they produce a tremendous amount of heat. Well, China has figured out how to dump that heat so rapidly that the lasers that they produce now can fire on an ongoing basis. They never have to be cycled off, which means that a laser, a military laser built by China, can track the motion of, let's say, a target point on a U.S. aircraft carrier at sea. The laser can just pinpoint an area like, oh, here, this 5-inch diameter, just like melt a hole through the hull of that ship, you know, right into the, I don't know, the ammo storage area or the nuclear power plant on board the aircraft carrier. They can just burn a hole through there because they can keep that laser going constantly. They never have to turn it off. This is such a game changer in war that it's going to make America's current military even more obsolete than it already is. And America is behind the curve in terms of not having hypersonic missiles like Russia has. And America's ICBMs are ancient compared to Russia's. Russia has hyperglide reentry vehicles, for example, on their ICBMs. America does not have that. So now with Russia having hypersonic missiles that can deliver nuclear weapons that America has no defense against, and then China building these military lasers that can burn holes in American ships once they're deployed, we are finding ourselves in a place where the United States military is obsolete on the world stage. And it's being run by a bunch of woke people that are trying to push transgenderism and culture wars in the military instead of building men who can fight and defend this country. So not only is our government at war with us, the American people, our government is now incapable of fighting a war against America's enemies. Think about that. And that's all I have time for today. But I'll be back now that I've got my fingers back and functioning. And I'll be back here again in the future. Thanks for watching today on Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I beg you.